This is a recording of ISIS International from the Global NGO Forum on Beijing Plus 15, held in New York in February 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
Thank you, Women's Campaign, which I think many of you have heard about in the past few days. This effort of more than 300 women's organizations, human rights organizations, social activists, who have been mobilizing for the past 4 or 5 years to really get the UN to get its act together and start delivering for women now. So,
I'm pleased about the subject. I didn't know about it. Welcome.
Thank you very much. So I'd like to tell you a little bit of where the history of this campaign comes from and what the campaign is calling the UN to do in order to meet its commitment 15 years after Beijing. As the speaker previously started talking about, a big problem in meeting women's human rights is really the lack of coordination and the lack of every single UN agency, in our case, to really think strategically about what they're doing to deliver for women's human rights together. So, a lot of women's organizations have been talking for a long time about how different UN entities have been doing great work on women, and they do. UNFPA does an amazing job at providing really fundamental sexual and reproductive health services for women. UNIFEM has been doing a great job at doing development work and economic justice, political participation programming at the country level. The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights does really great work in countries on women's human rights, etc. However, the women-specific work within the UN system is pretty divided and not very coordinated. So we've been talking a lot to governments in the past 4 years about how to get the structure of the UN to really come together and address these gaps. The UN is still the only body of global governance that we have, and as we see it, it should be better able to meet women's needs. It must be a system that is responsive in its policies and programs to better women's daily lives. Now, all women-specific structures in the UN for women's rights are the result of pressure and mobilization by women's organizations and by the broader women's movement. And this comes back to the Commission on the Status of Women, as we just heard, which was established in 1948 and had its home in Vienna. And the Division of the Advancement of Women, which services the CSW, which we are all here for in the next 2 weeks, was created in 1948. Then the Training and Research Institute on Women, or INSTRA, as well as UNIFEM, the Development Fund for Women, both were created after the Mexico City First World Conference on Women in 1975 because of women pressuring to have a specific development fund that would address women's needs in development. Finally, the Secretary General's Special Advisor on Gender Issues was created after Beijing in 1995 to provide the Secretary General with advice and support on women's issues. Now, this is the 54th session of the Commission on the Status of Women. We have come a long way on improving the lives of women, and as all of us in this room would agree, there's still a long way to go. The commitments made by the international community for achieving gender equality and women's empowerment from Mexico City to Beijing cannot be met unless the highest levels of power prioritize the achievement of these commitments. What the UN needs, in our view, is a strong and focused structure and leadership with the necessary authority that will place women at the center of development, economic, and human rights policies and programs. The current gender architecture is limited, as we have seen. It is too weak, too small, and has no place at the decision-making table. It is fragmented between its policy and country-level work, and there is no driver for gender mainstreaming. In response to these gaps, the Gender Equality Architecture Reform Campaign has has a call to action, which is four basic points, that calls for a composite entity that brings together DAW, UNIFEM, INSTRA, and OSAGI in order to enhance coordination and have a dual mandate that integrates normative and operational work. High-level leadership at the Undersecretary General level to head this entity. For member states to pledge core, predictable, and multi-year funds with a commitment to grow to $1 billion and beyond for this entity to work. And just as a side note, this represents less than 0.5% of the expenses of all UN agencies for 2008. So we're not asking for a move here. A clear programmatic mandate and substantial operational capacity in order to deliver for women at the national level. And meaningful civil society participation, particularly of women's groups, in its governance mechanisms and in active advisory groups at the regional and local levels. So as you participate in the CSOE in these 2 weeks, I encourage you to keep this call to action in mind, to make your voices heard in support for a strong, operational, fully funded agency headed by a committed Undersecretary General to lead the UN in fulfilling its commitments towards gender equality and women's empowerment. Thank you.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.